It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is bracing for dangerously frigid weather, with the coldest air arriving tomorrow night, lasting into the weekend. And in just a bit, we'll talk with AAA.
The Arctic system poses a serious risk to anyone exposed to the cold. Wind chills could plunge to 30 degrees below zero or colder across a lot of the state. These dangerous conditions could last through Sunday.
Here to give us the latest look is Kurt Kottenberg, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Kurt, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. A very nice welcome, considering the cold weather that we have coming at us.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, give us the latest on this Arctic blast and how different areas of our state will be affected by the dangerously cold temperatures.
Sure. So these cold temperatures are pretty much coming everywhere to Wisconsin here. For Friday morning in the Green Bay area, we're looking at a low temperature of around negative 15 degrees. Up in Rhinelander, looking at a low of around negative 25 degrees.
Wow.
And even down in Madison, we're looking at temperatures getting around to minus 10, minus 15 degrees as well. So it's going to be statewide that we're seeing these cold temperatures. And it's not just the cold, but those strong winds as well. We're going to have northwesterly winds from 20 to 25 miles per hour. And so when you combine those cold air temperatures with the strong winds, we're expecting to have wind chill values. For example, in Antigo, we're looking at wind chill values of negative 47 degrees. Rhinelander, negative 48 degrees. Green Bay Metro, negative 35 degrees. And even around the Madison-Milwaukee area, we're looking at wind chills between negative 30 and negative 35 degrees for Friday morning. So this is some very very cold weather that we need to start taking or be prepared to take seriously here, because it's gonna hit us pretty hard Friday morning.
And noticing in advance of this, the National Weather Service is issuing some alerts, some advisories. Can you explain what's going out?
Sure. So for right now, we have what's called an extreme cold watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we've changed the name of these last winter. It used to be wind chill warning and wind chill advisory, but now it's extreme cold warning and cold weather advisory. And so the main purpose behind the change was, you know, a wind chill warning, like we're warning, you know, what is warning for a wind chill? But like extreme cold warning, like, okay, like that's just a little more plain and, you know, a little more clear. Extreme cold warning, like, okay, I know what that means. Just like in the summertime, extreme heat warning, like extreme heat. Okay, like that's kind of easier to kind of comprehend and respond to. And, you know, the big thing that I tell people too is, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, it's Wisconsin, it gets cold, it's January, you know, that's what it does. But this is extremely cold. This is not as cold as what we're used to. And so going all the way back to 1886, so 140 years of weather data, this Friday morning is looking like it's going to be the third coldest January 23rd in the past 140 years. So about 25 to 30 degrees below what we normally are.
Wow.
So, you know, yes, it's Wisconsin. Yes, it's January. Yes, it gets cold. Like, we know all of that. But this is much colder than what we're used to dealing with. So big difference in these temperatures coming than what we typically see here.
Kurt, thinking about these high winds, can we be expecting blowing and drifting? What about snow?
The quote-unquote good news here about the weather, is that we're not seeing any snow with this.
Okay.
It's just going to be a big blast of cold, dry Arctic air. I mean, some of the snow that fell this morning will, you know, might blow around a little bit in the next day or two, but we're not really looking at any impacts from blowing snow, any real visibility reductions or anything like that. The impacts are just going to be from the straight cold weather that we're going to have coming at us on Friday.
Dangerously cold temps, you know, with the extreme cold warning. When will this Arctic air move out? When can we expect things to turn around?
So that's kind of in the eye of the beholder. You know, we'll throw quote unquote good in quotes again. Is that like this extreme cold, I think, will just last Friday morning and also to Friday afternoon. I don't think the wind chills are going to recover much above negative 25, negative 30 degrees. So something to back pocket is if you have any Friday evening plans. You know, we'll still be looking at wind chills of negative 25, negative 30, negative 35 during those Friday evening plans also. And then Saturday morning, we'll still keep around negative 30, negative 35. But heading into next week, I think temperatures will, so Thursday, air temperature is negative 15 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
The high temperature for Friday, negative 10 degrees. Friday night, negative 15 degrees again. Saturday, negative 5. Saturday night, negative 10. So by Sunday afternoon, I think we'll start to get to above zero temperatures again with a high temperature of 8.
Well, Kurt, places. Normally I would say thank you for joining us.
Right. Yeah, I should change my name.
I do appreciate
John Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I appreciate the update. Thank you so much. Take care.
Yep, you too.
Kurt Kotenberg, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Now for tips on how to stay safe on the roads during this historic cold snap, we turn to Molly Hart, spokesperson at AAA. Molly, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
How should people be driving differently in extreme cold conditions like this, wind chills well below zero?
Right. So let's kick off first with just your car itself. And things that you should definitely be checking out. And that includes, you want to get your tires checked because with this cold weather, you want to make sure you have all the right traction and the tires are at the right pressure. Get that battery checked. Cold weather reduces the power. Fluids, you want to get your washer fluid checked, antifreeze, and also, the wipers and defrosters. You want to make sure those are all in working order. In regards to the wipers, people, if you see streaks in the windshield, it's time for new wipers. But people often forget to check the back windshield wiper if you have one. And that's an important thing to have addressed as well.
If you have to leave home, what should you have in your vehicle in the event you do get stranded?
Great question. You want to have that emergency kit. We cannot stress it enough. And it should have your cell phone and charger, jumper cables, and with this Arctic cold that we're going to get, make sure you have plenty of warm gear for all potential passengers. And also bring extra food and water in case you do need to pull over to the side of the road because of an emergency. And of course, those ice scrapers, snow brush, shovel, all these things are going to help you stay safe during this freezing temperatures.
Molly, if you do get stranded, should you stay with your vehicle? What should you do?
If it is safe for you to stay inside your vehicle, absolutely stay inside. You want to pull over to the side of the shoulder as far as you can, put your hazards on. That's going to allow the tow truck operator to identify you more easily. And you also want to run your car intermittently so you can preserve on gas. And so you should only run it long enough to keep it warm for a bit. And again, that's why it's so important to have all that warm gear available too.
And if you don't have access to a garage to keep your vehicle out of this weather, what do you have any tips for that?
If you can park in a spot that has some sunshine to it, that can certainly help. And also why we might not be getting snow, but if there's drifting snow, you want to remove all the snow off your car. That includes the top of the car, the front engine, and in the back, just so you have proper vision when you're driving.
How should you drive more defensively in these conditions?
In these conditions, we need to take into consideration there can be icy spots on the road. Why, again, it may not be snow. So, first of all, you may need to drive below the posted speed limit just to be safe. There's always, you want to watch out for icy surfaces, on bridges and intersections. That's where they are most often. And if your tires lose traction as you're driving, you want to continue to look and steer in the direction you want to go. And also keep your tank at least half full to avoid fuel line freeze up.
Certainly not all people need to be out on the roads. What should a homeowner know to keep in their home prepared or to ensure that they can be safe inside?
Right. So with this Arctic cold, there's a couple of things that you should do. It's always recommended with these type of temperatures that you open the cabinets, whether it's underneath your, below your sink or in the bathroom, to make sure that warm air can hit those pipes because you don't want your pipes to freeze. You know, you also want to just keep an eye out on branches, even though, again, we might not have snow. Snow can and freezing ice can cause limbs to break. So you want to always take time, and you should do it at least once a year, review your home insurance policy to make sure that winter problems are covered.
People with pets, you know, dogs still need to take them outside when they have to go. What should people be doing to make sure their dogs are safe in these extreme conditions?
Of course. You know, with so many people icing their sidewalks, you know, if you can get those booties for their paws, you certainly want to do so. If you don't, when you bring them back inside, you want to, you know, get a warm towel or washcloth and wipe down their paws, because the ice is so irritating to them, or the salt, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, at this time with these weathers, you don't want to take long walks. It's not good for you or the dog.
Certainly salt on the roads is coming. It does all winter. How can drivers in the winter best take care of their vehicles from salt?
Right. Speaking of the salt. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the salt can be problematic, you know, because it can lead to rust to the undercarriage and the suspensions of your car. It also can have impact on the paint of your car. And so you need to make sure that you're getting your car washed almost regularly when there's a lot of salt on the roads, because brake lines, exhaust system, and fuel tanks are particularly susceptible to salt damage.
Molly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Stay warm.
You too. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA. We've been talking about Wisconsin's extreme winter temperatures this week and how to stay safe when going out. We previously spoke with Kurt Kotenberg, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Green Bay.